Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
So this is pretty cool because I actually graduated from Coloma High School 10 years ago. Did you guys know that? I was a Coloma Comet, and I actually have some students from Coloma and from Water Elite, correct? In-house with me. They're from the robotics team. Where are you from?
Lake Michigan Catholic.
And Lake Michigan Catholic. And Dr. Q is also here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, you are a teacher at Coloma.
I teach at Coloma and Bridgman.
What is it that you teach?
CAD and engineering.
Okay. Can I ask you what CAD is?
CAD is electronic drafting, basically. Okay. Computer-aided drawing.
And now you are the mentor for the robotics program.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell me the exact name for the robotics program. What is the correct way to, I guess, see all of you as a group?
The program that we're involved in is known as FIRST Robotics. And FIRST Robotics is basically there to teach kids a lot about careers in the STEM field. STEM standing for science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, as a student, that opens up lots of opportunities for us to learn and have potential career paths that we didn't previously know were possible.
Okay, I want to dig into that a little bit further once I get to know all of you a little bit more personally. So let's start over here. If you would tell me your name, your grade, where you go to school.
My name is Jared Martin. I'm a junior at Coloma High School.
Woohoo! All right, what about you?
My name is Steven Chapman. I'm a senior at Michigan Lutheran High School.
Got it.
My name is Eva Schley. I'm a sophomore at Lake Michigan Catholic High School.
Okay.
My name is Jordan Leone, and I'm a senior at Water Elite.
Very good. So actually, I lied. We only have one Coloma Comet in the room. However, it's still pretty cool that all of you guys come together to do this. How did you first hear about it, and how did you decide that you wanted to be a part of this?
I first heard it, well, when I was younger, actually. I always wanted to do something like this. My go-to story is I would sit in the laundry room every time the guy came to fix our washing machine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to do something like that. I want to be able to fix things or build things. And so I knew robotics started in freshman year. So I just followed the announcements at school and got into it by asking Dr. Q.
Very good. See what happens when you listen. Yeah. All right. What about you? What interests you about it? How did you get involved?
I actually was followed around by one of my friends all freshman year who was involved in FIRST Robotics, and he was telling me all about how much he loved it and how much fun he's having with it. And I ignored him at first, thinking that, oh, robotics sounds like something for, you know, super smart kids and all that stuff. But I joined my sophomore year and was blown away by the fact that anyone can do this, and I've fallen in love with it. He took me to the first meeting, and I knew right then I would keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What about you?
I actually started when my school developed their FTC team, which is the middle school version. And I started in eighth grade there, and I loved it then. And our mentors at the time were actually from the Robotarians. So I was like, when I got to high school, I said, you know, I can continue this, and this is very fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And finally,
I learned about robotics from Dr. Q's son. I've been really good friends with him for a lot of years. He's actually known me since kindergarten. And his son had told me about robotics, and I'm like, hey, I'll tag along because I had interest in programming, and I got into it, and I've been in it for 4 years now.
Well, let's talk to the main man, if you don't mind. Dr. Q, step up. You said you've been doing this for like 10 years, right?
Yep, we started the team in 2008. Okay. Our first season was 2009.
2008 was when I graduated, so this happened right after. Tell me how you, I guess, came up with this, and for anyone who doesn't understand what it means, what things you do day to day, and why is this passionate for you?
I have seen this program change lives, literally. It's an absolutely amazing program. The way this started was I was talking to some business people that I know in the area about robotics, and there was somewhat of interest. And actually, in the spring of 2008, Rick Blake, the owner of Edgewater Automation, received a letter from Jennifer Granholm, governor at mm-hmm. that time, asking businesses to get involved. And so Rick asked an employee, one of the engineers that works for him, a guy by the name of Dave Goodenough, if he's interested in helping. And Dave and I have been friends for a while, and Dave called me up and said, would you be interested in having a team? And I said, definitely. Mm-hmm. So we started the team in 2008 and had the first season in 2009.
For anyone who was listening, who can be involved in your program?
In our program, in our team, anybody from the four schools. We actually have had students from other schools, actually. What our team is kind of a team that pulls in the smaller schools in the area.
Got it.
We've had students from Countryside, Claire, Bridgman, homeschool team students. We have some homeschool students this year,
too. Got it. So they just reach out to you then?
Yes. Yep. Contact me, and they can do that through our website. Okay. The contact information's there.
Is that at which website?
The Robotarians.org.
Okay. Pretty cool now seeing where 10 years has brought in you. What's some of the feedback that you've had from, I guess, students that have participated in the program with you and maybe going forward now? How does it help them with jobs after they leave high school?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. We've had a number of our students now get into apprenticeships, mm-hmm. Walk directly into apprenticeships. Edgewater Automation, for one example, has, I think they have four or five of our former team members mm-hmm. working for them.
Okay.
They've had a number of them as apprenticeships or internships.
Yep.
Eagle Technology has a couple of our students. It's pretty amazing. A number of students go on to engineering degrees. My son actually is at Michigan Tech now, pursuing a materials engineering degree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's cover what you guys do day to day and what's, I guess, your favorite part about it. So tell me, I guess, a project that you might have worked on in the past or what you're working on now.
We meet actually 6 days a week.
Great.
Monday through Fridays, usually 5 to 8. And then Saturdays we meet 6 hours. But it's off of your own schedule. So if you can't make it for one day, that's okay. We kind of work around it with all of our team members.
What do you do day to day?
I kind of do a lot of things. Like my freshman year, I worked with electrical and design, which electrical is like wiring, crimping wires, working with the electrical systems on our robots so they're working.
Do you guys have like a specialty, each one of you, or how does that work?
It's really what you want to do. Going into robotics, what I wanted to do was I had no clue. Mm-hmm. I had no clue what I want to do. It's like a job. You're not sure what you do until you're there, right? So on robotics, I kind of just want to experience everything. And so far, I've experienced programming, electrical and design, also marketing.
What about you guys? What have you taken away from participating in the program? What can you talk about that you've done?
When I started the program, I decided that I just wanted to be involved with the build team. And for clarification, on our robotics team, we separate a lot of students into different groups based upon their interests. So if you're interested in learning how to build things and put things together, you can be on the build team, whereas if you're interested in designing and brainstorming how things work, you can join the design team.
Okay.
And there's several other teams, as Jared mentioned before, like electrical, marketing, spirit.
So you're more of a builder.
I was my freshman year. I was very into the building thing, but once I, kept going with the competition, I realized how broad the amount of information I can learn from this program. So last year I was on the build team once again, I was on the design team, the marketing team, eventually I was on the drive team, the person who actually drives the robot.
Okay.
And Jared actually worked with me on that team as well.
This is cool. This is almost sounds like you guys are like at work and preparing for like a big, I guess, presentation. What about you guys? What do you do to be part of the team?
I'm actually on the programming team and I have been for 2 years. And actually what you said is quite accurate. We are preparing for something very big and mm-hmm. the competitions are very important. But on the programming team itself, we get to look at the inside of the robot. We get to look at the heart of the robot and everything that makes it move and work. We get to make what the build team and the design team.
See how everyone works together?
Yeah.
And it's just one big team now. What about you?
Well, in my first 3 years on robotics, I did programming. As I said, I was kind of interested in that and I was brought into that. And I worked pretty well. I learned a lot about programming. But this year I wanted to make a change, get a little bit more broader perspective. And I've been working with the marketing for the Chairman's Awards, which...
Okay.
And a lot like raising money for the team so that we can get the materials needed to build the robots and actually get to the competitions.
All right, very cool. So how many competitions, or when do you have a competition throughout the year? Is there one? Is there a few that you do? How does that work?
We actually have three competitions, two of which will count towards our points going to state. Our first competition is going to be in March. Mm-hmm. And that will be at St. Joe High School.
Okay, and it's coming up quick. Yeah. I'm going to have them stick around, and they're going to be here for the second segment of the show as well. But I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to talk about, I guess, first of all, your robotics team and what it is that you guys love to do, why you joined, and then talk to Dr. Q, which I think we did. I want to also invite everyone to learn more about this and maybe attend your competition if they're interested in seeing what the heck this is really all about. So can you tell me where we can find more details about where your competitions are and where we can actually go and see them? Is that just the website that we already mentioned before?
Yeah, that's probably the best bet. There's also another website called firstinmichigan.org that has all of the information about all of the different levels of FIRST, about the games or the events. Mm-hmm. The St. Joe event is the second weekend of March.
Okay.
And there's going to be like 40 teams there. It's
wow.
Absolutely mind-boggling. I've described this to people, and they come to the event, and they... to a person says, I had no clue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So learn more about visiting that website. And then you guys are actually also pretty engulfed in getting some awareness about a particular topic out to the public to even just learn more about. I want to have you stick around and tell me more about what that is. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.